Halfway through the one-hour forum, the candidates for Honolulu mayor were given an opportunity to ask their opponent one question each. The questions and answers have been edited and abbreviated. Mayor Kirk Caldwell went first.
You went to Congress in 2010. You voted against H.R. 847, the 9/11 Health and Compensation Act, that provided medical benefits for first responders and recovery workers who responded to the 9/11 tragedy. When you had an opportunity to correct your vote on December 22nd, you didn't show up.
Former Congressman Charles DeJoux responded.
I joined the United States Army Reserve 1 month after September 11th, and I went into combat. I served with the 3rd Brigade Combat Team and the 10th Mountain Infantry Division. I went to Kandahar, Afghanistan, and I confronted those Taliban who gave safe harbor to those individuals who flew those planes. Any allegation that I don't love our country is patently false.
DeJoux then posed this question to Caldwell.
Now, Kirk, under your tenure, rail has gone billions of dollars over budget. Homelessness has increased. Given all of the problems facing the city and county of Honolulu, why do you think it was appropriate for you to work a second job at a bank earning over $200,000 a year while still serving as mayor?
Caldwell's response.
Charles, back when I was being confirmed as a managing director, you know who is the chair of the Executive Matters Committee that confirmed my nomination? You. Not only that, you actually signed the resolution recommending my confirmation, and I had in there the disclosure of my service on the territorial board. And you found that to be okay, and it's not okay now.
Both candidates were asked about cost overruns for the rail transit project and their solutions for completing the system. DeJoux said the problem is the current leadership.
I believe that we now have to do this system. We don't have a choice. The hard reality that we have to change out the management, starting with the head coach. We absolutely have to end the state taking 10% of the city's rail monies. We have to ask the developers who are building and getting so much out of this rail system to pay for a part.
DeJoux says he will also call for an audit of the rail transit project. Caldwell says he wants to stay on and build the remaining 4.3 miles of guideway and 8 stations.
I have actually met with developers and landowners along the rail route whether they would be willing to contribute to help pay for the stations. And the good news is they said they're open to doing so. And then I've worked closely with the leadership in the House and the Senate and the governor to talk about the excise tax. And as long as we can control the cost, they will keep an open mind about a further extension.
The Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii event was the last scheduled candidate forum or debate before the general election, less than 40 days away on November 8th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.